We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Olivia Reblon. It's Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. In honor of National Cat Day, the Scratching Post CU is hosting a celebration tomorrow from 2 to 10 p.m. The celebration offers a perfect opportunity to not only enjoy some feline fun, but also a chance to meet more than 20 adorable cats. The cafe will be serving discounted drinks all day and have a fundraiser raffle available for all to enter. Later on that 7 p.m., teams of six or less can compete in a cat-themed trivia with the cat costume contest following afterwards. For those wanting something a bit more interesting to sink their claws into, a scavenger hunt will also be taking place tomorrow. Those who find and decipher all 10 riddles will be entered to win 29 free visits to the cat lounge. For more information and to get started on those riddles, please visit scratchingpostcu.com. From four-legged friends to four talented team members, the Champaign County 4-H Livestock Judging Team is heading overseas after a major victory. The team took first place at the American Royal Livestock Judging Contest in Kansas City earlier this month, earning an invitation to represent the U.S. at the International Livestock Judging Contest in Scotland next year. Team members Hunter Shike, Morgan Holes, Lane Bears, and Callie Turner placed high across multiple divisions, including oral reasons, swine, and sheep and goats. The win marks a milestone for the group, who say they're now considering collegiate livestock judging as their next step. And if you're looking to make a difference a little closer to home, are your unwanted books taking up space but you feel like it's a waste to throw them away? Donate them to the Urbana-Champaign Books to Prisoners to support volunteers in promoting free, accessible books in Illinois prisons. To send your books or financial donations, mail them to UC Books to Prisoners Box 515 Urbana IL 61803 through the United States Postal Service. To learn more about the book donation process, go to www.bookstoprisoners.org/donate_books. Not only can you save yourself some shelf room, you can help those in prison add new books to their library. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Gavin Westlake, Kennedy Caldwell, and Xiaolin Liu. From WPGU News, this has been Olivia Reblon.